ShareCare, helping you get younger, get guidance, get better care, get smart, get fit. Radio MD presents ShareCare Radio with Daria Long Gillespie, MD.
Hello, it's Dr. Daria. Many of us worry about concussions, so I have brought in a world-renowned expert, Dr. David Wright. David's a colleague of mine at the Emory Department of Emergency Medicine, director of the Division of Emergency Neurosciences, and one of the country's top researchers in the treatment of concussions and brain injuries. David, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's a delight to be here.
Let's just do some definitions first. A lot of our listeners are wondering, what does a concussion actually mean?
Yeah, you know, it gets confused quite a bit. But a concussion actually is a traumatic brain injury. It really is a TBI. And in our world, we don't use the term concussion. It's sort of a lay term as much as what is called mild traumatic brain injury. So it's actually injury to the brain itself.
That's really important to point out. That what is the difference between it and just when somebody says an ordinary head injury? Can you explain to people a little bit of that difference?
Yeah, again, a lot of confusion around that terminology, but essentially the global term head injury can mean you get a cut to your forehead or to your face, or you could have an injury to your skull or to your brain. We use traumatic brain injury concussion specifically to mean an injury to the brain itself, specific to the brain as opposed to something that's outside the brain.
Okay, and that's really important to note, that a concussion truly is an injury to your brain, which is why we're spending so much time focusing on it, because it's so important.
Now, Oh, it's so important.
It truly is. What sports have the highest risk of concussions?
Well, you know, we divide sports into different types. So there's collision sports, and as you can imagine what those are, for example, football is a collision sport, hockey is a collision sport. Contact sports, which soccer and some others would fit up under. Collision sports obviously have the highest potential for head injury. And in this country, football, that is the football with the oblong football, causes the most concussions per event. But actually, worldwide, soccer is the number one cause of concussions, just because the number of people that are playing and the number of teams involved.
That's so true. Now, tell me, what do you tell parents? Like, do you tell parents to keep their children away from any of those sports?
I don't. You know, I advocate for sports, just like your previous segment. I think getting out and getting involved in sports improves your health overall, and that it's important to stay active. But what I do say is that you need to play smart, and that you need to educate both the athlete, the parents, the coaches, you know, it's a culture. Safety first needs to be the way you're thinking, and make sure that the athlete or your child is prepared and understands what the risks are and how to sort of prevent having a concussion on the field.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you can still do it, but you have to be smart about it.
That's right.
So how can we educate parents? What are some things that they should look for to know that their child, you know, may have had a concussion and needs to stop physical activity, needs to get out of the game?
Well, I think if there's one thing that I could advise on this show is to go to the CDC website. CDC has tremendous materials on the site. They have a whole heads-up concussion program where you can look and see what the signs and symptoms are. There's print-out material available for the parents, for the coaches, for the athletes, and a whole host of different items available. There's even a training program for physicians that they can do and get a certificate on the website. So I would go to just Google CDC and concussion, and it'll come right up as the first thing on your list.
Okay.
So that's great information there, and it's very up-to-date. Very up to date and good to go to as a resource.
Okay, definitely. We'll tweet about that as well. I'll find the link and tweet it out to our listeners.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any signs or symptoms parents should look for, though?
Oh, absolutely. So if a child comes home from practice, actually most concussions occur at practice, because the sheer time you spend at practice, as opposed to being in a game. Mm-hmm. So if the child comes home, they're not acting normally, they have headache, and they don't normally have headaches, I would certainly inquire with them, what happened? Did you get hit? Is there any chance you hit your head on the ground, or did you hit another player or another athlete? If they seem to have memory issues, or they're a little bit confused, or they're asking questions, the same questions over and over again, or notice any balance or complaining of dizziness, those are all sort of signs, symptoms that they might have had a concussion, and clearly they need to be evaluated if those occur.
Okay, good. So if you think your child may have had a concussion, you should get them in to see your doctor.
Your doctor, or many teams actually have athletic trainers who are very specialized into this area and highly experienced and able to do that.
That's a really good point, that they may be equally trained to evaluate that. And then treatment for it is abstinence from things that could injure you until the concussion's better, right?
Absolutely. Rest and avoiding risk, right? So the brain is vulnerable after a concussion. When you get a concussion, the brain itself is as highly vulnerable. If it gets another concussion before it's healed from the first, it just exacerbates the injury and can make recovery a lot longer and can actually injure you permanently if you're not careful. So yeah, certainly staying away from activities that would put you at risk for having another one.
Mm-hmm. That's what's so
and then
scary.
Resting and allowing the brain to heal.
Okay. Rest and avoiding risk. I like it. That's what's so scary about concussions, is they can have long-term consequences. How long does it take to recover from one?
Yeah, so that's a question. Everybody's a little bit different. Every individual brings to the injuries their problems that they might have had before. If you had headaches before, your headaches are going to be worse after. And things like that. So you can't say for one individual, oh, probably 3 days or 7 days. It's very individualized. So that's another reason why it's very important that you have an athletic trainer or someone who is trained in concussion to do the return to play or return to learn, as we call it, for going back to school process after a concussion. Because it requires a little bit of thought, and it requires what we call a graduated return. Mm-hmm. Where an individual is sort of exercised and you increase the amount of activity and see if their symptoms come back during those activities.
Okay.
Real important to do that.
Really good to know. There's no one prescription for it. You really have to have somebody who can individually evaluate the child before they go back into activities.
Okay. That's right. And as an emergency medicine physician, I would just caution that, you know, the ER is no place to get your return to play. If a child is injured and you're concerned about them, certainly take them to the ER to make sure they get evaluated and don't have a progressive ongoing issues like a bleed in the brain.
Right.
But if you're going to, for return to play and return to learn, those need to be done by individuals who have the time to go through the graduated process with the athlete.
That's a really good point. So in the ER, we're great for potentially evaluating if they've had a concussion or other brain injury. But once that's been diagnosed, when they're going to go back, you want somebody who really knows how to evaluate their recovery. I like
that.
That's
right.
I want to ask you really quickly in our last 30 seconds, what about these helmet add-ons and their ability to protect against concussions?
They're very interesting, and I certainly support all of the folks who are out there trying to develop technologies to help out with this, both from the screening, diagnosis, and prevention standpoint. Many of them they're just unproven at this point. I think that's what I would say about them.
Okay. So those helmet add-ons, you know, maybe in the future, but for right now, it's really about watching your child for the signs and symptoms, getting them diagnosed, and taking care and having them rest and avoid risk.
That's correct.
Thank you so much, David, for joining us. This has really been helpful. I know a lot of people are always worried about the risk of concussions and traumatic brain injury. And want to remind everybody, I will tweet out the CDC link. That's a great resource. Go to the CDC for learning more about concussions. Again, Dr. David Wright, thank you so much for joining us. This is Dr. Daria, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.